You look in a hurry. Oh, you want to hear all about the wedding? Well, don't get excited. You'll hear some, but the actual wedding itself I wouldn't have been allowed to record, so you only get the reception. But there was a lot more going on around that time than just our wedding, as you're about to find out. We present Bert's Place. Hi everyone, Bert here. Merry Christmas! I hope you're all having a fantastic time. We certainly are. It's one of the most special Christmases I can ever remember. Well, I have quite a story to tell you today, but before I do, I want to answer a question that a few people have been asking me. It's to do with the Lep language. They ask why, when I talk to Teely, I sometimes say words like Zia or Ziahana. As a general guide, if you ever hear me say a word which begins with a Z, or that you don't understand, then it's probably a leprechaun word. For instance, if I get annoyed, I'll sometimes say Zlent. That's as near to the English damn as I'm ever likely to come. The words Zia, Ziahana, or if Teely says it to me, Ziahan, are endearments. I'm not going to translate, partly to spare my blushes, partly because they're really not translatable, but as a rule, the longer the word, the nicer the endearment is. I hope that's made things a bit clearer for you, and with that said, let's get on with the story. Teely and I had a lot of things to do so that we could be ready for our wedding in time. We were expecting to honeymoon quietly at home, but things turned out differently, and the second week in December found us at Elfhaven, a secret holiday and leisure facility owned by the elves. It's a distant tropical island surrounded by wide stretches of blue sea. We were very happy there. Well, to begin with anyway. Teely, stop messing around. It's going to get a lot faster. Put your hands back on the pole and hold tight.
Darling, you're fussing again. You're not going to develop into one of these control freak husbands, are you? And never let me out of your sight.
Chance would be a fine thing. And if you don't put your hands back on that pole this minute, I won't be developing into any kind of a husband because there'll be a very early dissolution.
Your mum would have a bird.
Slent, my mum. I'd have a flock of birds.
Oh, but I can't believe we've been married a whole week. Oh, it's been such a horrible year. But look how it's ending. 3 weeks of honeymoon and Christmas to look forward to as well.
It's going to be awesome. I just wonder... Oh, stars, it is getting faster. Teely, hold on, honey. I mean it.
Yeah,
I told you. See what happens when you don't listen to me.
All right. Then look so smug. Floss. Not wear it.
Never mind, Zia. You look very pretty with a bright pink face.
What?
Yeah, it matches your head fur.
Come on, bite, sweetie. I'll put my computer on. And you can have an early feed. I'm not going to sleep anymore tonight. Oh, there, sweetheart. I know you want Bert's iPad, but it's not here. Come on, come here. Come here, come here. Good boy. Come on, there. Yes, I know. We both miss him, don't we? I still can't believe it. I thought things would go on in the same old comfortable way for ages yet.
Hi. Can't you sleep either?
Nope. No way, no how. Could you put your computer on? There might be an email from them or something.
Oh, well, you've got to stop this. They're hardly going to send us emails on their honeymoon, are they? And what was all that talk about dancing at Bert's wedding and being happy for him? You're not making a very good job of it, are you?
Now, to be honest, Bea, I'm making a lousy job of it, but I just don't like change. I like to just being the three of us. Oh, and bites, of course. Now, nothing's ever going to be the same again. I'm still in shock. I'll never forget that day they just came back from Claire Glorious and presented us with it. And then we'll do some Christmas shopping and we'll have something to eat in our favourite place. No, well, I wasn't talking to you unless you want me to eat bites. Should we have some nice bite stew? Or maybe bites on toast?
Fried bites? Hmm, I could just fancy a nice bite sandwich with lots of mustard. I don't know, Elle. We might have to take all that fur off first. What do you think?
Hi, we're back. Hi, Bites. How's my best friend?
Hi, Bert. We weren't expecting you to tomorrow.
Is everything all right, sweetie? Is Teely here too? I thought she was going straight back to Elfhold.
Well, that's rather the point. Elfhold is expecting me back tomorrow, but unless I want to be reclassified into a class so low that I'm never allowed outside again, I can't go.
Oh, no. How did you find out? I suppose Bilby warned you.
He did. Thank the stars, or we'd be in a worse mess than we already are. Look, can we sit down? Teely and I have a lot to talk to you about.
Okay, sweetie. Whatever this is about, I've got a feeling I'm not going to like it.
No need to go looking for trouble. Now, Bert, Teely, tell us the whole thing.
You're not serious. Well, I know you are, but you always said you'd never be ready for marriage.
People change, Elle, especially when they're about to lose someone who means everything in the world to them. I wouldn't be going into this unless I were deadly serious.
I understand, Bert, but what about your job? Are you trying to tell us you're going to ask to be relieved of your post?
That rather depends on you. Well, on you and Elle.
What do you mean? Oh, stop talking in riddles. If you need something, why don't you just tell us what it is?
Calm down, Elle. Look, this isn't easy for any of us, given what's gone on in the past. What Bart's trying to say is there might be a way where we could all benefit. Bart and I could be together, he could go on doing the work he loves. There might even be something in it for me. All it would need would be a little bit of adjustment and a lot of forbearance while we all get used to it.
Oh, yes, that makes things a whole lot clearer.
Let's get this straight, shall we, Bert? Do you want to bring Teely here to the lair after you're married? Now, is that right for a start?
Yes, think about it, Brian. It really could work. You know how much magic Teely has. It's even stronger since the regeneration. We could extend my closet to give us the extra space we need with no problems at all. I could do my job the same way as I always have. Better than I've been doing it lately, in fact. Because, well, I wouldn't have any more worries.
But what about Teely? You can't just leave her locked in your closet or flat or whatever all day. We haven't got enough work for two of you, and we certainly couldn't pay wages for both of you. What's she meant to do while you're working?
Oh, for Aunt's sake, Elle. As if I'd ever be locked in anywhere. I can always find things to do.
Zia?
Well, look at her face. You'd think we were talking about a funeral, not a wedding. So much for trying to be happy for you.
That's enough. Bert, are you taking Teely somewhere safe now?
Yes, I'm taking her to Mum's. They might think of looking for her there, but they won't get in past the guards, even if they could find the place. She'll be all right at the colony.
Then Elle and I will take some time to think what's best and let you know as soon as we've decided anything.
Right. But, darling, I'm going to the closet to pick up the rest of my things.
Shall I come and help?
No, you stay here with Bites. Anyone can see he's missed you. Come in. What do you want?
Talk. Bert's wondering where you are. Can't you find all your stuff?
I've got everything. I just needed a moment.
What's up?
Oh, what do you think's up, Elle? You hate the idea of me marrying Bert. We're never going to be allowed to come and live here. We'll end up living out in the country somewhere with Bert working at a job he's way overqualified for. And then he'll be miserable. And so will I.
Much more comfortable here, I can see that.
Elle, if you weren't so much bigger than me, I'd shake you.
Hey!
Can't you get it through that stupid thick head of yours that this isn't about me? It's about Bert.
What about Bert?
I swear to God, is there anything more addle-brained, thick-headed, and just plain stupid than a human?
What?
All right, Elle. I will spell it out for you in words of one syllable. Bart wants needs to be with me, but he loves his work, you and Brian and Bites. He hates the lab world, grubbing about for leaves in the rain. He doesn't want to go back to all that, but he will if he has to, because he'd do anything to keep me safe. What he most wants is for us all to be here at the lair, safe and cozy like it's always been, only better. He'd have his work, I'd have mine, we'd all have each other, but if you and I keep on sniping at each other, there's no way on earth it's going to happen, and that's hurting him. Have you got it now?
Yeah, I think I've finally got it. You're right, Teely. Us snapping at each other isn't doing anyone any good.
It's my fault as much as yours. Look, let's call an indefinite truce, shall we?
Yeah, deal. Oh, and what did you mean about having work to do? If you're barred from ever setting foot in Elfhold again on pain of reclassification, how can you have work?
Ah, well, I'm having a meeting with Bilby tomorrow. I've had a rather cool idea about that, and if he can put it across to the powers that be, it might be the solution to all our problems.
I say, Carmen! Carmen! Oh, boy!
Oh, Golden Mercury, what does that old idiot want now, as if I didn't know? All right, Bilby, there's no need to shout, and don't old boy me!
Ah, there you are.
Yes, and I'm not talking to you during my downtime. If you want to see me, call my secretary and make an appointment.
Your so-called secretary has been blocking my calls for the last week. If I went on calling that stupid bot, I'd still be trying to talk to you next spring, by which time you'd have missed a golden opportunity. So I think you'd better listen to me. Downtime or not, what?
Oh, all right, I'll give you 5 minutes. What's this all about? 23716 again, is it? I've told you before, the decision's made. As soon as we find her, we'll make lead sure she never pulls another one of these stupid tricks. Do you know where she's hiding?
No, I don't. I do know something.
Well, stop looking mysterious, you silly old fool, and spill it. I can see you're dying to. It's not going to make any difference, whatever it is.
Oh, won't it, though? Teely's going to marry that leprechaun she's been hanging around with for the last year, and...
Well, that's that, then. Bye, Bilby, and you can buy me another drink for being such a complete mercury nuisance.
I haven't finished yet!
Oh, yes, you have. If 23716 is marrying outside Elfhold, it's disconnect. You know that. She'll be booted out and not before time. Now go on, get going.
Now wait just one bronze minute. Contrary to your own personal opinion, you don't know everything.
Careful.
Careful yourself. I'm trying to do you a favor here, and all I'm getting is sneers. Buy you a drink before I go, indeed. Do you realize, you ignorant pipsqueak, that I was running the Bureau of Human Studies when you were still a down-eared office boy? Ah, yes, don't like to remember that, do ya? I may not have climbed the corporate ladder like some, but I know more about the running of Elfhold than you've ever forgotten. Now, are you going to listen to me or not?
Oh, for iron's sake, would you calm down? You're going to bust something. Say your piece if you're going to.
Right, that's better. Now then, 23716 is marrying her leprechaun. What you don't know about him is that he lives and works constantly with humans. And the humans have decided that Teely can go and live with them after the wedding.
And your point is?
Blood and iron! Are you sitting on your brains or what? We at the Bureau watch humans every day of the year, but always from undercover. Our observation of them is patchy because we can't ever risk them seeing us. When 23716 marries, she'll be with humans openly, every single day. Don't you see what that means? She'll be able to study them firsthand, close up. She could fill gaps in our knowledge that we wouldn't be able to fill in 100 years.
Oh, wow, hey, you'd better have a drink.
No, thanks. And while you're getting over that red face of yours, think about this. We could cancel the reclassification. give Teely a live-out pass. I know it's unusual, but it's not unknown. We could make her a special human liaison officer, reporting directly to me. Any information I pick up, I can then get to you with a minimum of bureaucratic delay. Oh, and if you're worried about any more nonsense, though I'm sure it's not necessary, you could always upgrade her Risticator to one of the non-removables.
I get it. You've certainly given me plenty to think about. You know, it's not all up to me, but...
But if you like the idea, all the other yes-elves on the reclassification committee are bound to go along with it. I told you, I've been around a long time. Well, I won't detain you any longer. Here, girl, give yourself a drink. He needs one after dealing with complete mercury nuisances like me.
Here we are, Seer. You didn't mind having that chair. It's so hot, I thought you'd appreciate the shade. And if we go to one of the indoor restaurants, we'll wait ages to get served.
Oh, this is fine. I only want a snack anyway. I think being in the colony's done something to you, honey. You've picked up a dash of curry along the way. How did you know I was aching for fruit? Look at all this lovely...
No, but! Don't bite that one!
Stars, what am I supposed to do? Talk to it? What are you laughing at?
Nothing, but it's just that if you'd have bitten that, we'd have had to go back to the house because you'd have been drenched in gloopy bright red juice. I mean, really soaked. That's a bottle fruit. I'm sorry. I forgot you've never tried one before.
Okay, I'm hungry, thirsty, hot and tired, so go on, give me a nature lesson. What is a bottle fruit?
Now. No thunderclouds, darling. Here, give it to me. See the way it narrows almost to a point here at this end near the stalk?
Yes.
Well, all I need to do is give this end a little twist and... There you are. Isn't that magic? It'll be safe to bite in a minute or two, but give it a minute to finish dripping fast.
Look at that. What an amazing colour. Have you got any more knowledge to impart? Because if not...
Go on. Tuck in, Sirhan. There's plenty to eat while you're waiting.
Cool. An apple should be safe.
What do you want to do this afternoon?
To be honest, absolutely nothing. But I need to go shopping.
Shopping? You?
Yes, me, you cheeky elf. Don't forget where I work. I've spent a good bit of my life shopping. I do know how it's done, you know.
What are you after? The malls here are awfully confusing. Won't you need me to come along?
No, I will not, thank you very much. I'm going to look for a Christmas present for a special elf who might just be distantly related to me.
Oh, but, darling... Whenever I hear the word present now, I shiver.
What?
Yes, I can't help remembering what happened on our wedding day. I still can hardly believe it.
No, nor can I. It still makes me wild when I think of it. He nearly ruined your whole Lent day.
I know. I suppose I should have known something was up, you know, when I think back.
So should I. Bilby's always been upfront with us about things. It just wasn't like him to start moving us about as if we were chess pieces.
So have you got that clear? Tuesdays to Thursdays, you'll spend in the office. That'll give your intended the time he needs to care for that sickly human when it's needed.
She won't have to live in, will she?
No, we'll see. Meant to tell you, Teely McCall, they've issued you new quarters.
Why new quarters? What's wrong with my old ones?
You can't live in Pink Squad District anymore, because...
Frost and Lead, why on earth not? Did they reclassify me after all?
In a manner of speaking, they've upgraded you to Pink Pentagon.
Golden Moon! Oh, but...
I take it that's good.
It is indeed. The more corners on the shape, the higher the status, remember. So, back to the matter at hand. The quarters will be there, in case there's a flap on, and we need you to stay over, young Teely. And then, Fridays to Mondays, You'll be working in the human world.
I understand that. But, sir, why do I have to split my week up like that? Why can't I just do my work in the day and then go home in the evenings?
Oh, well, the powers that be think you'll work at optimum efficiency. This way. Probably best to do as you're told and not ask questions. What?
Right.
Well, I'll be going. Oh, one more thing. We've booked you into Elfhaven for your honeymoon. Not too many young couples start their lives there.
Elfhaven? But why? We were going to just go straight home. I've been away such a long time.
Yeah, a bit longer won't make any difference then, will it? What? And you'll be all the better for a proper rest. Sunshine, blue sea. This can't be bad, especially in the middle of winter. Now, really, Mustache, see you at the wedding, Tilly, and take care of yourself.
Goodbye, sir.
How odd.
Hi, Elle. You don't have to ring that yet.
Start off as I mean to go on. I heard you zapping. Did Tilly get back safe?
Yes, thank the stars. I was jumpy all the time she was here, but she had to come. I needed her to help me with the flat. We've completely extended and redesigned the inside of it. Tilly's so good at that kind of thing. Everything's ready now.
Oh, that's brilliant. Well, are you going to give me a tour?
Of course. Come on in. And there's room along here for two desks. My old one and a new one for Tilly. I raided my savings and bought her an iPad mini, but it's not set up yet. I can't decide whether to give it to her for Christmas or leave it until we get back from honeymoon.
Beth?
Hmm?
Is anything up? I mean, I know you're not getting cold feet or...
Stars, no, of course not. Just something a bit strange that happened today, but I expect it's nothing. Well, you've seen everything now, Elle. What do you think?
I think it's fabulous. You've both done a brilliant job.
Oh, thanks. Not long to wait now. I'd better start packing soon. I'll make sure to feed Bites before I go in the morning. Elle?
Yes, sweetie?
It is going to be all right, you know. I mean...
I know exactly what you mean, you daft lep. Of course it's going to be all right. More than all right. Now you stop worrying your head. Concentrate on your beautiful wife-to-be. Just think, in a bit more than a week, this place is going to be packed to the rafters again for the wedding of the year.
Now there's buttercup cake for you, Jemmy, and violet roll for Millie. No, squashing it into furniture isn't allowed. Mella! I'm not supposed to be doing ling duty on my own wedding day.
You know you love it.
Caught in the act. Slent.
But you're staring at me. Do put your eyes back in, darling.
I won't. I've never seen anyone or anything so absolutely beautiful as you in all my life. And I have the right to look as much as I like.
Idiot.
Are you feeling okay?
Oh, up here somewhere. I keep thinking I'm dreaming and it'll be morning soon.
Oh, no it won't, Ziahana. This is no dream. This is the real thing.
Happy, Zia?
Incredibly. When I saw you in the den doorway at the start of the ceremony, you were so beautiful I thought my heart would stop. You floated across the room looking like a cloud in all that shimmering white and silver lace with the jewels sparkling in your hair. And for a minute, I almost didn't recognize you. Then you smiled, and I knew you. I thought, she's actually going to be mine, forever and ever.
You knew me. Oh, how lovely that is. I'll tell you where I first knew you. It was in a certain restaurant. You know, the one where you and Hinky were eating a very expensive lunch. I came tripping down some stairs, and I wasn't looking for you. I'd hardly seen you before. You poured me a glass of champagne and gave me that special smile that makes your eyes sparkle and crinkle at the corners, and something inside me just turned over.
Oh, Tilly.
You can laugh, Mr. Bartelius, but right from that moment, even in the middle of everything that was going on, I knew you even then. I knew you were someone special, someone that I wanted to know better.
Well, now you do. What a long way we've travelled, haven't we?
Yes, we have. And now we can go on together. If someone had told me the very first time you smiled at me that one day I'd be standing here in this dress wearing your wedding ring and feeling so happy I could cry. I wonder what I'd have said.
Something unprintable, I should think. Oh, stars, Brian and Elle are getting overwhelmed. I really must go and help them. I won't be a minute. You'll be all right, won't you, honey?
Yes, of course.
This is no time to be looking so wistful. Congratulations, little Ingot. You did it.
What do you mean, sir? Did what?
You hooked your leprechaun, didn't you? Got the whole package. Top job, promotion, wedding, complete with presents. Very cleverly done.
Cleverly done? I didn't plan any of this. I owe everything to Bart. If it had been left to Elfhold,
That'll do. You don't have to explain. Oh, by the way, talking of presents, I haven't given you mine yet. Now, where did I put it? Ah, yeah. Feast your eyes on that, little Ingot.
Oh, Mr. Bilby, what a beautiful bracelet. Gold and platinum. Oh, how extravagant. And what a gorgeous design. Stars and leaves intertwined. Oh, how lovely.
Well, let me see you try it on.
Gold and platinum. How could you?
Yes, gold and platinum's becoming quite fashionable these days. I had these rather dashing cufflinks given to me just last week.
I see. I say, Mr. Bilby, it's frightfully hot in here. I must have a breath there.
Come on, Zia. You mustn't cry. You know what sharp eyes Mum has, and Dad notices everything too. We can't afford to ruin anyone else's day.
I'm sorry, sweetheart. Oh, how could he do this to us? Bilby, of all people, play us along like the benevolent fairy godfather and then spring this on us.
Zia, you're not making any sense. What has Bilby done exactly?
He tried to trick me into putting on a very sophisticated gadget that Elfhold use when they want to monitor someone 24/7 without their knowing it. If I'd put that bracelet on my wrist, about 100,000 microelectrodes and sundry other gizmoids would have immediately burrowed under my skin and bonded themselves to my bones. I would have found myself in possession of the most wonderful, sophisticated wristicator that was ever invented, with instant upgrades whenever they became available. But Elfhold would then have been able to monitor me at all times.
That's monstrous.
It's worse. I don't know this for sure, but there have been rumours that those monitorcators can also be used to manipulate you. But do you understand? If they once got one of those onto me, they could make me do anything. To the humans, to bites, even to you.
Oh, my stars. My stars.
It's all right, my love. I didn't put it on, and now they can't make me. Well, it could be worse. Goodbye to nice new flat and cushy job, but at least I'll have you. After the wedding, we'll just have to break it to Brian and Elle and make plans for moving to...
Slint.
Open this door quick.
Bilby, what are you doing here?
Shut up! Are we private girls?
Yes, of course. What on earth's going on?
Shut up, idiot ears! There's no time. See these?
Your platinum and gold links. You showed them to me. Very pretty.
Very bronze inconvenient. Last thing I was expecting. That useless, ignorant, uppity bag of hot air and hindrances. That detestable Garvey gave them to me.
Who's Garvey?
Mr. Bilby's direct superior. Head of the reclassification committee, among other things, and a first-class toad.
Yes. When I was selling your new job to him, I suggested the monitor, young Teely. But I never thought they'd go for it. These gadgets are expensive, you know, and they're usually only used on, well...
The white spies or black criminals.
That's it. Anyway, the white high-ups must think this job's important, because the monitors were passed before you could say knife. And then Garvey turned up with not only your bracelet, but this pair of cufflinks. Brought them into my office, looked me straight in the eye, and just waited. His meaning was plain enough. You aren't the only one merited monitoring, Tilly McGill. And I can submit to it or clear my desk.
Oh, Bilby. Oh, I'm sorry.
Ah, peace, touch! Never mind that now. I was in a fair old tears, I can tell you. But what could I do? If I hadn't have put on the cufflinks, I'd have been in all kinds of a mess. So...
We understand, sir. You've been more than kind to us, and we're grateful. We know you've taken a risk telling us this.
If I have to say, shut up, one more time...
I'll tell the next bit, Mr. Bilby. Listen, Teals. The whites think they're clever, but they don't know they're dealing with two rainbow elves. I work in Mr. Bilby's office full time now, so I can block the monitor if he needs me to. It wears me out, so I can't do it for too long. You're struggling me, so I bet you'll be able to block it out full time, so you can only let them see what you want them to. Like, you know, when you're working. They won't be able to do nothing about it.
You need to decide fast, young Tilly. You can tell them to drink mercury and spend the rest of your life in a lep colony. Or you can play it clever and face a certain amount of risk to live the way you want to.
But...
Whichever way you decide, Zia, I'll support you all the way.
Give me the bracelet. JC, let Garvey and whoever else wants to see this. Ah, is that the monitor, Jace? That staticky sound? And you just give it a little push like this?
Yeah, that's right. But careful, Teals. You don't know your own strength.
Oh, don't I though? Mr. Garvey, I hope you're looking at this. I am Teely, the wife of Bartelius. As I am no longer under the jurisdiction of Elfhold, I strongly object to being monitored and possibly manipulated against my will. Furthermore, I object to you monitoring, manipulating, and possibly ill-treating my friends. So either we are allowed to do our work to the best of our abilities without interference, and I already have some very valuable information I can impart when I start work, or I shall walk out of here right now, and you can go on observing humans at a distance for the next 500 years. Come on. We all know you can talk to me if you want to. You will leave me and my friends alone, I take it, now and always. Take that as a yes. There. Sorry about your wedding present and all that, but it's not good for much more than scrap metal now. And I hope you weren't fond of those cufflinks or that nice silk shirt. Lucky my dress is sleeveless. Oh, don't look so stricken, Bart. There's nothing to worry about anymore.
Oh, honey. Oh, darling.
I don't know whether... to laugh or cry. Do you realize what you just did?
Yes, I do. I called their bluff. Told them I'd work on my own terms or not at all. In other words, dear Bilby, I played it clever.
Careful, Zia, come through here. It seems Christmas Eve is as busy here as it is everywhere else, but it's strange not to hear any carols. Don't the lights look pretty, honey? It's something new to see fairy lights strung over tall trees all in blossom rather than Christmas trees with decorations.
Yes, I suppose so.
Teely, darling, why are you so sad? It's been coming on you for days now. Can't you tell me what's wrong?
You won't like it if I tell you.
Whatever happens, we absolutely have to talk about things. Look where not talking got us before. Teely, even if it's something awful, even if it's the worst thing I can think of, and believe me, that's pretty bad, I still have to know. So come on, tell me.
Well, I keep thinking about last Christmas.
Well, that's not what I was expecting.
About presents around that dear little tree. Roast turkey, the four of us crammed around that table, being so happy, singing with the brass band while the stars blazed down in the crisp, frosty night. And I hate it here. I hate it. I hate it.
Oh, Teely, Zishayla. I've been thinking of them all for days, wondering how they are, how poor little Bites is managing without us.
But we aren't being monitored. We're free as air. We can go where we want. We don't have to spend Christmas here. Can't we go home?
I'd never have suggested it, but it's what I'd like more than anything else in the world.
Oh.
Come on, let's go and get packed. Brian and Elle are in for a big surprise. I hope they'll think it's a nice one.
Well, so far so good. I always love this part of Christmas. Can I get you a drink or a mince pie or something?
No, I'm fine, thanks. Do you think we'll hear from them tomorrow?
Oh, I'm sure we will. Elle, you've got to get used to this.
I know. You've told me 15 times already.
Well, try and get your head around it. Bert's got different priorities now. He's spending his first Christmas with his new wife. He's not going to be checking up on us every 5 minutes.
Turn that off a second.
What?
The radio. I'm sure I heard a zap.
Oh, well, not again.
No, really. This time I'm positive.
There, nothing. Just like the last 3 times you thought you heard.
Now look, Bites has heard something too. All right, Bites, we'll go and see.
Complete waste of time.
Hello, hello, you hairy purple horror. Oh, I've missed you so much.
Oh, Bert, Felix!
Oh, it's so good to see you.
Hi, Brian.
Oh, sweetie, we missed you.
Hi, Elle. Hi, Brian. Sorry to crash in on you like this.
Positively the best thing you could have done. And where's my hug?
Right here. Oh. You're sure you don't mind?
You're part of the family now. Bites, calm down.
What's he saying to you, Bites?
Oh, Bart, isn't it good to be home?
It's so late. Where did you two spring from? I mean, it's a fantastic surprise and everything, but...
It was Teely's idea. Well, mine too, but...
I just kept thinking about last Christmas and how lovely it was with the four of us all here together. Look, Elle, I know this is a bit of an imposition. I'll help out all I can with the food and everything.
To be quite honest, you've made our Christmas. It wouldn't have been the same without you.
That's right. I won't say no to the help, but that's what Christmas is all about. We're a family now. We'll do it together.
Oh, Gold. I'm so happy. I think I'm going to bust.
You two must be famished. Do you want something to eat or a drink or anything?
In a minute. Are the 9 lessons and carols still on? I'm dying to hear a proper Christmas carol.
Yes, I should think it will still be on. Oh, gosh! The presents! There's only ours and Bites's under the tree. Bee, could you come next door with me and get Bert's and Teely's down from off the top of the wardrobe?
Okay, we'll be back in a minute. Oh, and Bert, turn the Christmas tree lights on.
Right you are. Oh, wow, my favourite. How cool is this? Home for Christmas with my new wife and our favourite people.
Merry Christmas, my love.
Merry Christmas. It's been a tough year, but we're ending it all together. Listening to Bert's Place. If you'd like to know what goes on in my life between podcasts, why not check out my journal at www.bertsplace.co.uk.